Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, so we need to talk about nightmares, but not the kind that you, like you have, like the sleep kind, like the real kind.
Oh, I don't even have those. Yeah.
You who? Show of hands, who remembers dreams here? You do, Amber?
Sometimes, here and there. I remember nightmares more than I remember dreams.
I was going to ask that. Dreams or nightmares?
I don't remember either.
Yeah,
really?
I have a hard time.
No. I mean, I'll occasionally like know I'm in a nightmare and wake up.
Yeah.
But like...
You can't recall.
No, I never remember.
Wait, you can make yourself... You're in the thick of that nightmare. Something bad's about to happen. You can make yourself snap out of it and wake up.
I usually wake up when the bad thing... when it's like I'm in the middle of it.
Isn't that with everyone? Right before you're murdered or
yes.
whatever, you wake up.
Or something good. I'm about to fly. And
oh,
then
my
I can't.
God. I
then
get that one all the time. Oh. It's like three steps. Yes. I finally figured out it's three steps on these things. It's like, here's the thing. None of this that we're talking about now is what we're actually talking about.
Yeah, it's nightmares.
Yes, it's like the stuff of nightmares. There was a story, and I know we've each got stories that, like, there have been news stories about this. The one that just happened scared, like, I don't know if this would scare you guys as much, but because you don't have kids and you don't have Nest cameras, I don't believe, but I have both. And someone, I've always heard they can hijack your Nest cams, but somebody hijacked.
What do you mean by that?
Like they can get into, like, if you knew my password for Nest,
I can mess around.
You can get the Nest app and then you could watch me at my house.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
And with Nest, there's a button while you're watching with a microphone on it, so you can push it and go, "Hey, what are you doing?" And it comes through the camera.
Yes.
I can hear you. Through the front door, through the cameras by my, like, I have them because we have nannies. I have one in my basement so I can see if my kids are, like, playing Xbox. I have one by my TV so we can see if they're just.
Hang on. Basement.
No, you'll see them. But so then this person is like, the nanny's actually watching the kids. And all of a sudden this person's like, you have a really beautiful house. And they're like,
oh my gosh.
Like, they start talking to them and they're like, oh my God, that's somebody
it's
talking
like
on the Nest
cam. Movie Scream.
Yes.
Like, what are you
literally talking to you in your house?
Popcorn good, and you're like,
yes.
Where are you?
Whoa!
So that's happening, and then the guy's like, you should at least respond to me. And the nanny doesn't respond, and he goes, great, then I'm coming for the kids.
What?
This is... I said I'm coming for the baby.
And they knew it was a baby. Not
yeah, because they can see
the
everything going on in the house.
Mm-hmm. Which told the nanny,
yes.
This guy knows
yes.
what's going on
well,
in the
you
house.
Don't know if they're close, if they're far.
You have no idea.
They or have access on their phone.
Or if they're in the house.
Yeah, or if they're... Ah!
For real. I mean, the one thing about a Nest cam
get
that you don't know,
house.
It doesn't say your address. Unless,
oh, that's good.
So, to me, that's the story that's out there right now.
So
it gives me
what happened.
Anyone can in your neighborhood that can be. You don't know how many people are watching you.
You can watch me from Ukraine. It doesn't matter.
No one will
know. You just have to know the password.
I hope you have a really good password.
I have a great password.
Wow.
But if you figured it out, you'd be.
Because you couldn't know that we're doing that.
I would have no way of knowing. I could set my cameras up so that I would know, though. Because I can set my cameras up that if somebody's watching, the light will pulse.
Oh, wow.
You can set that up that way. But I don't do that so then the nannies and other people don't know that.
Like you're watching.
Right, because then my son would know that I can see him playing Xbox.
Oh, because sometimes
right.
we'll be in the studio.
Yes, I'll check to see if they're home
right.
or if they practice guitar
oh,
or whatever.
I don't want
the pulsing
okay,
light.
All right.
But if your Nest cam is set up that way.
Hey, that is a nightmare. That's
right.
As a parent, yeah,
so
that's
scary.
Creepy.
So we got to get to your stories too, but we want you guys to call right now. Tell us what's happened to you that is the stuff of nightmares. Steve, which story freaked you out the most?
Wow, I'm going to go with this one. Let's see. It says here, this couple had a huge tree in their backyard, and it started to smell and ooze.
Oh.
I know. They had some arborists come in and look at the tree, but no one could figure out what was going on and what was wrong with this tree.
Okay.
The couple decided to have the tree removed. When the branches started coming down, a body fell out of the tree.
Oh.
How did... It was...
A homeless woman was sleeping in the tree. She had died. Her body had been decomposing for ages. in that tree.
You couldn't see it?
Or smell it, yeah, or yeah, something, oh, right? How'd you like to have your tree ooze from dead?
Oh, my God, the ooze was her decomposing.
Uh-huh.
Because we break down,
yes,
and, like, stuff.
We liquefy.
That's so foul.
It is foul.
Gross.
Uh-huh. I know.
Okay.
Nightmare.
Amber?
This one is, like, this one just hits me where it hurts because this is my biggest fear. So they were visiting, a family was visiting in Maine, and there was, you know, it was just in a community. Went for a morning run. One of the girls went for a morning run before anyone was up.
By herself?
By herself. She noticed a van was following her a few blocks back, so she started to go faster. It started to go faster, catch up with her. She ran to a house, knocked on the door. No one was home. Jumped the fence, went in the backyard, hid in the empty pool, and the dog started going crazy and scared the predator off. But the van had been stolen earlier that day. He was trying to kidnap her.
Bastards. Every woman. You can't jog in peace. You always have to be looking
always
around.
Always have to be looking. Can't have your headphones in if it's, like, getting dark or if you're too alone. I, for one, if I see an unmarked van with no windows especially, that creeps me out extra. I go around, like, I go away from it in a parking lot or just in general. Ugh.
You'd have, right?
I just feel like someone's going to snap me up in there.
Yes. Dang.
Wasn't that Bundy? There was a story about Bundy, too. Did he have a van? Is that the way he did stuff?
No,
he had a car,
he had
right?
a small car.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. He had a Beetle.
He did.
Yes.
The Beetle, yeah.
That's right.
At least once he had a Beetle, yeah.
Because they were looking for the dude in that one town, but his face changed enough and he was like...
Well, it's like Amber said, he had the ability, Ted Bundy, you just part his hair differently.
Yeah.
And suddenly you don't really recognize him.
Or he just grows it out or grows some facial hair. He's yeah. a totally different dude.
Creep.
There's another story we don't have time to tell the whole thing, but this family lives next to, I believe, was it like a meat slaughterhouse or something?
Something
and like
that.
All of a sudden... It looks like the video that I saw, they didn't actually show the house. They showed that scene in The Shining where the blood is coming. Yeah. That's what's happening at their house.
Literally.
Blood, fat.
Guts.
Visceral. Yeah.
They have 5 inches of it coming up through the drains of their basement.
From that slaughter.
From a slaughterhouse that they're next to.
They like washed it all down and it just flooded their basement.
Yes.
It's so gross. You have to move and just burn the house down.
I would scrape it and go.
100%.
Right?
You're not going to get your money out of it ever, so you might just get some satisfaction.
Dude, you grew
like,
up next to that turkey farm.
I grew up next to the turkey plant, yes. That smell will make a body in a tree smell lovely. That is truly, Longmont Foods is the stuff of nightmares. It made me, I swore off turkey for years.
Because
it was just like, I know what it smells like as it's being
made. You can hear it too, probably.
It's The turkeys are just like, and the dudes are standing there in like the super tall boots because they're...
And they got their sharp.
All right, so what's your story that will make us all cringe? We want the stuff of nightmares. Valerie?
Yay.
The stuff of nightmares.
My mom was telling us of a nightmare that she had, which we kind of were making fun of her. She had a dream, because I just had a baby, my first baby girl, and she had a dream that she was panicking, looking for one of my kids, and that she was, you know, they were bathing, and she couldn't find them. Well, when she found them, she pulled the baby out, which was one of my children, and she began giving the baby CPR. Well, we were making fun of her because she said the baby was like 4 inches long, and it was just really tiny, and she was trying to give like CPR, you know, with her finger. Well, the next day, my 4-year-old little boy, he died, and he was a drowning victim at Chatfield Reservoir.
Oh, my God.
Valerie,
are you serious? That is awful.
Yeah.
Your mom had a premonition.
Yeah.
She had a premonition.
She fully did. I mean, you would never take her up on that, but that is, God, I'm so sorry, Valerie.
Yeah, it's been tough, and my daughter was just not even a week old, and I was at home, you know, recovering, and yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Val.
That's a really powerful story.
Powerful nightmare.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Valerie. Oh, my God.
Huh.
What? You're not going to take somebody seriously when they had a nightmare about a 4-inch baby. Like,
but Valerie seems like...
Now
blaming her, yeah.
Allison.
Wow.
Yay.
The stuff of nightmares.
So I lived in this big house in Boulder when I was in college, and
we had always been curious about it because there was a lot of different quirks about the house, but my friend's parents owned it and they had the blueprint. And so we saw that there was a room that took up a big portion of the basement that we couldn't get to. Like,
nice.
It was sealed off.
Yeah.
So we went around the side of the house and saw that underneath the porch, there was a door to it, but it had been covered by like a wheelbarrow and shovels and all this landscaping stuff. So we moved all that out of the way went in there. And found a really old mattress and like wrappers and stuff, but it was from like the late 80s, early 90s. Like someone had lived there for a long time then. And a bunch, like I'm talking dozens and dozens of Polaroid pictures of girls sleeping.
What?
So there was a secret creeper room and the dude would come out at night and take Polaroids of whoever was sleeping there.
Yep. And it was all women.
It wasn't pictures of you. I mean, like anybody.
I mean, and the Polaroids were old, so it looked like. They were old, but we turned
guys,
in to the police just in case, like, we didn't even know.
A Polaroid makes enough noise it'll wake me up.
Yeah. That's old school tech.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe they did wake up. Who knows what happened to them? But, yeah.
Oh, my God, Allison.
You didn't continue to live there, did you? Or?
We actually did. Because, I mean, it was so old. And but yeah, we had other issues up there.
They don't make Polaroid cameras anymore.
So we're good. That is, thank you, Allison.
That's a nightmare.
What?
Right?
I'm so utterly creeped out. Renata.
Yay.
The stuff of nightmares.
The stuff of nightmares. When I was a little girl, about 4 years old, we lived in a ranch home outside of Chicago. And I was sleeping, and I had those window blinds that they have sort of creases in the middle, right? The kind that you have to use a little lever to open and close.
Okay.
So there's always a little gap. And what happened was I was sleeping soundly, and my parents woke up pretty early in the morning. They had heard a noise, and they went outside to take a look, and they checked outside my bedroom window because they had seen that someone was there. It was a pile of cigarette butts right outside my bedroom window.
Oh. So somebody was just sitting there?
Watching
me and smoking cigarettes. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh my God.
Get out.
Yep. It really happened.
Did they set up like
to remember.
Surveillance then? Like, oh
or
my
anything,
God.
Or?
Nothing. Uh-uh. Nope.
Oh my God.
That's just sick.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call, Renata.
Bastards.
These are full on
nightmares.
Stacy.
Yay.
The stuff of nightmares.
So I was deployed to Iraq, and I was picking up some ice from the freezer box, which you have to drive to get. The door shut on me while I was in there, and the lights were out, and I had no idea where they were. So I was stuck in this freezer box thinking, oh, my gosh, and I was trying to hit the door to get out. And then I really started thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to freeze to death. In the desert.
In Iraq.
In the desert, yes.
Oh, my God.
And I jump on my back. Like, I pulled a pallet over in the dark and started trying to kick the door. I literally was, like, having speculation. Oh, my gosh, is this funny or sad? Like, this headline,
Soldier freezes in desert.
In desert.
How did you get out?
I literally kept kicking, and finally the thing opened, but the wind was blowing, so that's why it shut on me to begin with. The blowing was, it was a big windstorm. It was really frightening.
I would have shot the door.
My God, you can't see, like, I am just, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's giving me anxiety. Thank you, Stacy. Whitney.
Hey.
Yeah. Hi. What's your stuff of nightmares?
So, I have a bearded dragon, which he eats waxworms, which are these fatty worms. And I usually squish the heads because it's been known that sometimes the heads stay alive. So, I just squish them to make sure.
Between your thumb and forefinger?
No, I use like little tweezers.
Okay.
But this is dark. So then one night I went to bed and I had this dream that waxworms crawled inside of my ear.
Okay.
I had to push them back out of my ear.
Oh, Whitney!
All right, so this is an actual, both parts, you got both types of nightmare here. I'm done thinking about little wax heads being crushed in tweezers. Thank you, Whitney. Summer?
Yep.
Stuff of nightmares, what do you got?
Oh, gosh. A girl that is from a really prominent family here in Colorado. I played soccer with her, and I had a sleepover with her. We were about 11 and 12 years old. She lived behind a huge gated house. And upstairs in her room, there's a big mirror, and I was sitting on her bed, and we were both sitting on her bed, actually, and she said, "Hey, let's go downstairs. I want to show you something." We get up, and we get down to, like, the main floor, and she says, "We got to call the cops." I looked in my mirror, and I saw a man under my bed. So the mirror was, yes.
There was a guy under her bed while you were sitting.
She was smart enough to walk out calmly. That's brilliant.
Yes. And I can't even tell you, but you guys know this family.
I can't understand.
It was crazy.
Did they get the guy?
Yeah, call the cops or?
Absolutely.
What the heck?
How many creeper dudes are there on the face of this planet to be in little girls? Okay, let's just do one more. And Ashley?
Yay.
Stuff of nightmares.
With my sister's apartment, one day she called me and told me that her house was smelling really bad. So her and her husband tore up the whole apartment, was trying to figure out what it was and where it was coming from.
Yeah.
They went out onto their back patio, and they were sitting there talking, and something started falling from the wood cracks.
No.
In the ceiling.
Yeah.
And maggots started falling.
Stop!
Maggots were raining down. Raining down. Slimy maggots.
No!
Writhing, slimy.
No! God,
raining.
No!
Piles of them.
No piles.
Yeah. Is that kind of what happened?
Okay. All right.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.